The Court of Appeal will decide later today whether to refer matters relating to Conor McGregor's application to withdraw so-called fresh evidence from his appeal to the Director of Public Prosecutions. McGregor is appealing against the verdict of a High Court jury that he raped Nikita Hand. Our legal affairs correspondent Orla O'Donnell was in court. Orla, as we remember, this was a civil case. Conor McGregor is now appealing what the jury decided in that case, and the appeal is almost over. But this issue that came up yesterday, the withdrawal of evidence by Mr. McGregor, was raised again. What can you tell us?
Yes, Rachel, as people might remember, Conor McGregor had intended to introduce evidence from a couple who were Nikita Hand's former neighbours. They said they were her former neighbours in Drimna, Samantha O'Reilly and Stephen Cummins. They claimed there had been a row between Nikita Hand and her then boyfriend on the night of December the 9th, 2018, after she came back from being out with Conor McGregor. And Samantha O'Reilly said Ms. Hand was assaulted by her then boyfriend that night, and Mr. McGregor's side were saying this provided an alternative explanation for the bruises found on her body. Now, the court was told yesterday Mr. McGregor would not be going ahead with his application to introduce this evidence. But senior counsel John Gordon for Nikita Hand raised the issue again as the appeal came to a close. And he told the court these sworn statements made by Samantha O'Reilly and Stephen Cummins had been publicly disseminated months ago. And Nikita Hand had been accused of telling lies, and this application to bring in this evidence, he said, was meant to undermine her reputation pending the appeal. Now, he said she had called out the fact that these were lies in her own sworn statement, but he said she was entitled to her opportunity to call them out in court. But instead, he said, Mr. McGregor's lawyers had withdrawn the application, and that prevented her from calling out a series of highly disparaging and unfair criticisms of her. And he said this could have implications for costs, but he said he also proposed the court should refer the matter to the Director of Public Prosecutions. He said the court had the power to do this, and it would show the concern it had for the apparent abuse of its own processes. Now, the three appeal court judges reviewed the documentation which John Gordon was intending to open in court today. This is because lawyers for Mr. McGregor said it should be dealt with elsewhere. Mark Mulholland KC said that if there was to be a criminal investigation as proposed by John Gordon, then the documentation should be dealt with there and not in the court. And he said what Mr. Gordon was trying to do was to get the material on the record and in the media using the cloak of privilege, and it was wholly inappropriate. So the three judges, having read the documentation, came back and said they would deal with the matter again after lunch and decide on the next steps at that stage.
Now, earlier, Orla, the court was dealing mainly with the appeal by Mr. McGregor's friend James Lawrence over the decision not to award his costs. What did the lawyers say?
Yes, Nikita Hand had claimed in her civil action that Mr. McGregor and Mr. Lawrence both raped her. Both said that they had consensual sex with Nikita Hand. Now, when Mr. Justice Alexander Owens was ruling in the High Court about costs, he said it was perfectly obvious from the jury's finding in favour of Nikita Hand in relation to Mr. McGregor that they rejected the evidence of Mr. McGregor and Mr. Lawrence. He described it as a peculiar case, but he said both men were acting in lockstep in their defence, and it would be inappropriate to award costs to James Lawrence, even though the jury had found that he did not rape Miss Hand. He said the judge in the High Court said the conclusion of the jury meant that they believed that the men had concocted the story between themselves. Now, senior counsel John Fitzgerald for James Lawrence said that the principle of costs following the event, whereby the losing party pays the costs of an action, was well established unless the court ordered otherwise. He said the principle of jury secrecy was also well established, and the manner in which a jury decision could be parsed or interpreted afterwards was very limited. And he said the judge's ruling on costs, where he interpreted the decision of the jury, was wrong in principle and wrong in fact. He said it was misconceived. He said there was a limited process by which a trial judge can interrogate or parse or interpret a jury verdict, and only if there's the procedure used by the judge, the limited procedure that is allowed to allow them to interrogate a verdict, if that doesn't resolve the ambiguity, only then can a judge resort to his or her own interpretation. And he said this issue, if the judge was going to go down this route, it should have been dealt with when the issue paper, the questions that the jury had to decide, when that was discussed in court. He said it was very difficult to see how the judge's interpretation of the verdict was arrived at.
Orla, many thanks for that. That was Orla O'Donnell, our legal affairs correspondent.